Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through Road Rules, summer devotional series in the Proverbs, Proverbs 5, 11 through 14, talking about purity. And at the end of your life, you groan when your flesh and body are consumed, and you say, "How I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. I did not listen to the voice of my teachers or incline my ear to instructions. I'm at the brink of utter ruin in the assembled congregation." This passage is talking about sexual sin for a person who involves himself or herself in it and says, "Man, how I hated and discipline and my heart despised reproof." God's not silent about sexual sin, not in the Proverb, not in any book of the Bible. He doesn't whisper needed truth. He doesn't spell out the words in order to protect innocent ears. In this section of the Proverbs, God slams the hammer down with four important warnings. First, he reminds us sexual sin ends in regret. Far too many people begin to evaluate their actions at the end of their life when all they do is groan over their consequences. But it's never too late to ask forgiveness, that's for sure. It can be too late to repair relationships. Our children don't enter a growth freeze while we get our act together. So think of the legacy you want to leave and live today to leave that legacy. Secondly, sexual sin results from a lapse in discipline. Sexual sin is more than just getting caught with your pants down. It's living with your guard down. A sexual lapse of discipline is costly. In one moment, an unbridled passion, a marriage can be destroyed, family lost, reputation ruined. Sexual sin ends in regret. It results from a lapse of discipline. Thirdly, sexual sin produces arrogance. The most arrogant people I've ever spoken with are those engaged in sexual sin. Their hearts spurn guidance. When one jettisons God's instructions and follows their own sinful nature and listens to their own self-counsel, they are self-absorbed and self-centered. Finally, sexual sin not only ends in regret, it's not only a lapse in discipline, it not only produces arrogance, but it's never a private matter. You may think it is, it's not. The Apostle Paul wrote this, "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." Sooner or later, those who continue in sexual sin will come to ruin in the presence of the public, their family, and their friends. So, Father, protect us from sexual sin in secret or in public. If you're involved in sexual sin, an affair, pornography, inappropriate relationship, confess it to God right now. Just confess it to God. He knows it. Can't hide from Him. Confess to Him your sin. If you aren't involved in sexual sin, continue to check your heart and ask God for His continued protection. Thank Him for helping you in this area and ask Him to continue to help you. Father, keep us humble before You because we know this, pride goes before a fall. Make us live our lives following hard after You with no regrets. In Jesus' name. And you don't have to say amen, just keep praying and confessing and asking God for His forgiveness and cleansing, and thanking Him for protection.